B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic.
Sixers tonight break it open. Preseason game against a team from China, which has an American starter who played. He was a high draft pick, right? Nicholson.
Yeah, I think he was. I think he was a first round pick.
He was definitely a first round pick. Was he the first pick in the draft?
No.
He might have been.
No.
Andrew Nicholson, Bonaventure.
Yeah, no.
He was in the top five.
No.
Yes.
I'm looking it up right now.
All right, look it up because it was a stunner.
No, he was 19th.
He was?
Yeah, 2012.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Portland drafted him, I believe.
All right, well, that's a bad call on my point. Yeah, he plays for the team. So tonight, we'll get a chance to see the Sixers. We're all, yeah, listen, this is outstanding. Sixers are upon us already.
It's great. And so the Phillies have to like 7. If they don't do something by 7, I might have
You're out?
Yeah, not as a fan.
You're out.
He's been threatening this.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it, but if I can't bail as a fan because that's fraudulent, I can vote with my dollar, and they're going to, if they do that and they keep letting this drag out, it's putting a bad taste in my mouth as a consumer. So what they have to do then is something huge to get my dollar back. That's what I'm saying. You go get the best pitcher available, you do something big again, you can get my dollar back. But the only thing I can do is vote in my wallet. I'm not going to buy a Sunday ticket plan if you run this thing back or if you're just languishing. Why would I buy a Sunday ticket plan?
I really don't understand John Middleton right now. I don't get it. It seems like he doesn't want to hurt Matt Klentak's feelings. And that's why he's going through this. Because Klentak obviously is pushing him to keep Kapler. So now he's going to talk to players back out. Dude, you've seen enough with your own eyes. Your team petered out 2 straight years with this guy. The very least, you need a climate change. And you go over to Klentak and say, listen, Holmes, you're safe. I gave you an extension. I believed in you. We got to change the manager.
If
it's going to hurt your feelings, I'm sorry, but I'm a businessman.
Or if he wants to keep him, why doesn't he just own it?
Own it. Say, I know you're not happy now, but when we win, you'll be happy.
He doesn't want to keep him, and he's trying to find some way not to hurt his feelings. And if the player, if he's going to get feedback from the players, yeah, he's fine. The player's not going to bury the guy.
You know what he's hoping? He's hoping that Harper is Reggie Jackson. And we'll say, yeah, this guy's got to go. But Harper has not shown, all he's shown to be like a hard-working, regular guy. He hasn't shown any of that diva stuff that Reggie Jackson would have done when he was playing for the Yankees or the A's.
Well, let me ask you this. As the owner of the team, what would you have seen? And the year's over. You're the owner of the team. What did you see? Because ultimately it comes down to what you saw.
Right.
Right? Not what Matt Klentak is going to tell you about, well, give Gabe another. He's really a good manager and you're going to see eventually. You already have enough information that you saw with your own eyes that embarrassed your franchise, that makes you know that you need a climate change.
What if, though, you sat there and you thought, let's say you thought, I signed this president and GM to an extension, so I'm stuck with them. But I think they did a bad job, and I feel like, as the owner, I can't evaluate this manager because of the poor job my GM did. What if he does think that? Then what's the move in that scenario?
Do you think I also understand what the bad moves the general manager did?
Of course.
All right. It doesn't matter?
Not to you.
No.
But it might matter to him.
It shouldn't matter to him. His own eyes is what should matter to him. This team needs a change. It needs several changes, but it certainly needs a change to come back next year with, because all you're doing is setting yourself up for fan revolt if you bring Gabe Kapler back. Whether you think he could be a good manager or not, right now he's got so little margin for error if you bring him back as a manager that you're going to blow next season. You won't blow next season with a different face. People will at least be welcome to it. Let's go to Al in Longcrest. Al, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Al.
Yeah, hi, Mike.
What's up, Al?
I wanted to talk about that Jets game.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't the Jets have one of the better defenses in football? Aren't they good defense?
They're okay. They're not great.
All right, so that was a good week for us. But the one
it was a good week?
Huh?
It was a good week?
Hold on. The one play Hey, any wins a good week. We lose, I feel horrible. I win, it's a good
week. Yeah, I get that. A win's a win. You got to beat bad teams. But what? The offense put 17 points up against
them. This is what I'm going to get to.
Okay.
We're ready to score. And they hiked the ball over Carson's head.
Yeah.
He made a great play. He got back there. Picked the ball. But he got tackled around an easy yard. He can't. That kind of plays are automatic. And I know the man had his baby. Kelsey had a baby girl the night before. But they're automatic, them kind of things. And we make mistakes, we're not going to win. The Eagles aren't going to win. Be good teams if we make mistakes. But we got a team that's capable of not making mistakes. I think they're that seasoned. What do you think?
I didn't even know what you said, but I got to be honest with you. You're confusing me, Al. I don't know. What was your main point?
My main point was we got to practice the basics more. The Eagles.
You got to practice the basics?
No offsides.
Yeah, they had one too many penalties there, Al.
What was that?
Yeah, they had one too many penalties in that game.
Well, how many did they end up having? I didn't count the penalties, but
yeah, they had some terrible penalties. So you're right about that. They were undisciplined when it came to that. Let's go to Gene in Doylestown. Gene, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gene.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
What's up, Gene?
I had a couple points today. Number one is, I have no concern over this game Sunday at all. The Eagles are a better football team, as you said yourself.
I didn't say that.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that as your quote. But what I meant your quote was is, what's the most important position in all of sports?
Quarterback. Yeah.
And Cousins stinks. I'm sorry. He's not a good quarterback. I have no fear of him at all.
I agree with you. He's a very erratic quarterback, but occasionally he can put up some numbers. Like last week, they put up some numbers running the ball, and he got his wide receivers involved. But I would agree with you that he is a choke artist.
But again, last week they were playing the Giants. Mm-hmm. You know, so if we're going to say the Eagles played the Jets.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
You know, so they don't really concern me. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say they don't concern me, but I am not fearful of a loss here. I can't see them coming in and stumbling because, you know, to me, they're a better football team. The Eagles' offensive line right now is, if not the best in the NFC, they might be one of the best in football. But, they're running the ball well, and, you know, I just don't see the
They're not throwing the ball well, though. They're running the ball well enough, but they're not getting the ball. Their wide receivers have made very little impact. Am I right about that?
Yes, you are. And again, I think that has a little bit to do with the fact that, Alshon is still not 100%. You can see it. He's still limping, which leaves us with, as everybody knows, Aguilar.
Well, that's what I mean. If he's limping, he's going to be limping against Minnesota, isn't he?
Which is why I hope they stick more to the 12 personnel. They get, I'd like to see Goddard catch a few more passes. I wouldn't mind seeing Sanders slip into that slot every now and then and have him slip out there.
Like Westbrook used to do. I think they would like to use him in that capacity, but I don't think they think he's ready right now. You know, the Vikings had the fourth best defense in the league right now.
Doesn't really concern me because they haven't really played anybody.
Okay.
I mean, I'm looking at their schedule. They really haven't. So it doesn't. And I want to say congratulations to Darren Sproles, who this week became the fifth all-time yardage from scrimmage guy in the NFL. He passed Tim Brown this week, and little known point, not too many people realized it, but that's a heck of an accomplishment.
It really is. He's had an amazing career, that little guy. Tebow back with us in Wilmington. What's up, Tebow?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Teeb?
You really opened a can of worms today, huh?
I did?
I think so.
I don't know. My can of worms is always open, seems like.
Yeah?
I don't think I open a fresh can.
Listen,
it's just a big one. It's an industrial-sized can you get at Costco's.
Listen, I just wanted to preface my remark by saying that My wife's a Penn State graduate,
mm-hmm.
and I went to Villanova Law, not law school, but night school.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on the opposite side of the aisle from me.
Mm-hmm. That's for what, politically?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that, how does that play in your house?
Well, today is, a matter of fact, our 36th wedding anniversary.
Well, God bless you for surviving.
36.
With different political views. Sure. That's really interesting.
Yeah. And, I mean, she and we have a guy in the neighborhood named Joe Biden,
mm-hmm.
who she's pretty good friends with.
Uh-huh.
He used to come into her bank. She mm-hmm. was in the banking business for a while.
Yeah.
And I've met Joe in the supermarket. And good guy. You know, I've talked to him. And I told him straight to his face, I said, Joe, you're a great guy, but I could never vote for you. I know my wife votes for you, but I couldn't do it, you know.
Yeah. I actually couldn't either. I couldn't vote for any Democrat with a good conscience right now. So, like, this is, I'm espousing my independence to you. I'm not against a Republican president. I'm just against a racist, sexist, xenophobe, megalomaniac, wannabe dictator who obstructs justice and flips the bird to the Constitution. That's what I'm against. Now, if there was another Republican who didn't do that, I'm hunky-dory.
Right. Well, he's in the catbird seat right now. Mm-hmm.
Well, of course he is. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If Republicans know he's in the catbird seat, then how about encouraging him to be more presidential? That's all.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right.
I do agree with you.
Okay.
But I just wanted to say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 1965, I went to boot camp at Fort Dix, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And they didn't ask you how you wanted to get your hair cut.
Uh-huh.
When you went into boot camp.
Yeah, so what's your point here, T-Bell?
Well, my point is that in the Army, everybody's in the same culture. There are no Democrats and Republicans.
Yes.
There are no...
And that would be the party of Mike World. Party Mike World would not exist with political parties. It would be what makes sense. And so what I would say is that I think it is Republicans' responsibility to communicate to the president that he should be less of a racist, sexist, xenophobe, megalomaniac, wannabe dictator, obstructs justice. That's all. My only requirement, Tyrone. Is that out of line?
No, it's not out of line.
It's not out of line?
Very simple.
It's a very simple.
There's not one electable Democrat. I am not telling you to vote Democrat or Republican. There's not one Democrat I can look at and say I want as a president. It is embarrassing to me that this country cannot produce a qualified person of integrity who can be a leader of this nation. It embarrasses me. All right, that's the last I will ever... that's it. That's the last political comment of the day.
All right.
I got crickets in there.
Well,
I don't know how to follow that.
I don't know how to follow it.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I can't add
I'm
on
trying
to
that. I'm trying to think of a joke.
Don't put me in a box. The Democrats can't win. I know they can't win. He's not going to get impeached. I know he's not going to get impeached. Why are we going through all this?
Right, but
let's just encourage better leadership. That's all. Republicans, please take my heed my plea. That's all I'm asking. I'll walk hand in hand with you, Republicans.
How are your emails looking?
I haven't even looked.
Okay,
you're not
gonna
be fun.
I'm not going one or the other. I'm just saying let's change things here. This is out of control. It's like angst every day. It's pressure every day. It's agita every day. Let's have less agita.
Right, and then when you have when you take the Sixers situation, it kind of just brings it all.
Right, but the Sixers
back
situation
up.
Is
a freaking
related.
Grind to be
the
American.
NBA. That's what I mean. That's the NBA.
It's a grind to be an American every day. It's a grind.
Yeah,
I don't want it to be a grind anymore. Enough.
It's a grind.
Let's go to Eric in Southampton. Eric, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eric.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's going on, Eric?
Hey, so on Ben Simmons' jump shot, I've been thinking for a while, and there's a big discrepancy. There's like two groups of people with this guy. Those are things he just needs to develop and those that are done with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes to the idea of he's more like a Chuck Knoblauch or a Markelle Fultz versus he just needs to develop it a little bit. And I'm a little afraid he's more of a Chuck Knoblauch, mental block kind of guy with his jumper.
That's my biggest fear. You have tapped into my biggest fear. Because here we go, a scrimmage with 3,500 people there, and all of a sudden he doesn't shoot it.
Hey, he don't even finish well.
Yeah, yeah. Every video I get from Tyrone, he's Ray Allen. Now all of a sudden in the scrimmage, he clams up.
Right, so I don't see it. I mean, it looked great, but I just don't see it panning out, which is terrifying to me. Not to be a Debbie Downer on a great Tuesday.
All we can do, that's why I say, my eyes are wide open, man. I just need to see it in actual games. That's all.
Well, I hear you, and it's frustrating because with a little mid-ranger, I'm not even saying a deep ball, just a mid-ranger, he's a superstar, hands down.
I'm trying not to react with these preseason games. Like, the only thing that matters to me, I'm telling myself, is in an actual NBA game with actual NBA defense. And that's the test.
NBA playoff game that matters.
Right, but it left me queasy that he didn't take a shot outside the paint in the scrimmage. It left me a little queasy.
And that video where he does his little hesitation, he spins around and fires it and it goes in.
Yeah.
You notice he had to hesitate and spin because he wasn't ready. It was kind of like a clutch.
Yeah.
It wasn't even, he couldn't even just pick the ball up and shoot it.
I got you, man. And see, this is the problem. The longer this goes on, the longer it becomes like this callous. And when it becomes a callous, he's never going to break through it. And I'm nervous.
I am too.
Listen, they're going to win. They could win the NBA championship without him taking a jump shot. They could, Eric. And that's the thing. You know, it's not like we don't have anything without him taking a jump shot because he can still dominate a game.
Right, but I won 2, 3, or 4.
No, I get you. To be the super duper star, I would like to see him shoot the ball a little more because he's cheating himself and he's cheating us as a fan on what he can be, which is supersonic. Larry in Southwest Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Larry.
Yeah, I wanted to make a political comment about the Republicans, but you kind of sound like you're shutting it down. But with the Sixers, Brett Brown needs to be held to a standard. I mean, you want to hold Ben Simmons and Embiid to a standard. I think his standard needs to be 55 games and a good run in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I think that we're expecting that, no?
Well, if he can't do that, I think he needs to be fired. I mean, 5 years ago, I wouldn't hold him to anything, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, this is the team that's the most complete team he's ever had. I'm expecting fully that the Sixers win the East.
Yeah, I mean, this is a defensive juggernaut. And, I mean, with Al Horford, you know, and Richardson, I mean, even with the starters off the off the court, they still should be able to hold it down on offense.
Well, Brett knows that this is his most complete team, and it's the only thing that's going to satisfy his fan base if he gets the NBA Finals. I think he's well aware of that.
I think it's more than just the fan base. I mean, you had a GM the whole year. He put in the players to help you get there, you know, offensively and defensively. And
yeah, I mean, he's actually been on the record saying that he wants the number one seed. So, you know, he knows what's at stake.
Yeah, but I don't think it should be a surprise to anybody or him or, you know, anybody fighting over what the expectation should be. You know, you're the first or the second best team.
Where are you seeing a fight? I think we all know that, no?
Not 100%. I mean, there's been a little bit of pushback.
From where?
I'm not saying a whole lot.
From where? Like, when you look at the Sixers, what do you see?
I see a team that should be in the finals, win or lose.
I think the majority of Sixer fans, if not 100%, see the same thing. Why wouldn't they? Where are they weak right now?
What I'm saying is there's always a bunch of naysayers. You know, I mean, I'm just trying to propagate.
I haven't heard any naysayer about this team in the preseason. I think everybody looks at this team and goes, they should be in the NBA finals, right? I mean, you can nitpick and go, okay, they don't have the guy who's going to make the shot in the end. But the way it's been formulated is that anybody can make the shot.
Right, and the goal is, and we'll have to wait and see, is that Tobias takes a step forward. Let's wait and see. The regular season happens. Let's see if it happens. And that Embiid will be more useful at the end of games this year due to being in better shape and having a better skill set. Let's see how that plays out. Because no one knew Giannis was going to have the year Giannis had last year at this point. Then Giannis comes on and he explodes. Sometimes you have to allow for development of guys. And if Ben shoots a little bit, now he's impossible to guard late in the game.
The other thing is, like, who beats them? Like, there's one team that you can kind of make a case that can go head-to-head with the Sixers, but I think the Sixers are better than Milwaukee Bucks. Toronto has taken a step back. There's nobody rising up. Like, Indiana and the Nets aren't ready to rise up. So the Sixers, by expectations, are better than anybody else in their conference, right?
Yeah, if they don't get to the conference finals, at least it's a disaster, meaning everybody's got to get fired, but they should make the finals.
To be honest, they can't lose in the conference finals either. Like, I'm not even pondering, like, who is strong enough to beat them? And last year, you can make the case. This year, who is strong enough in the conference? Milwaukee's weakened. In addition to, like, the honest, they're weakened. They lost Brogdon. Who else did they? Middleton camp small in the playoffs?
Yeah, and so did Bledsoe, but you got to see if that, we assume he's hit his peak. He may not have. I got to see how the season plays out. I expect them to get to the finals. But I'm saying Brand, everybody's fired if they don't get to the conference finals. The coach might be fired if they don't make the final. I'm saying everybody's fired if they lose in the second round. Brand, everybody's going.
Yes. 610-632-0975. Two lines are open. You can grab them right now on the Mike Misnelli Show. Republicans and Democrats, welcome to like. As we walk hand in hand through this country and try to live our lives in peace.
Well said, Mike.
We're back after this.
The Mike Misinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, time for a Twitter poll update. And that, of course, is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Natalie Eganoff. Natalie?
Mike, we have over 1,500 votes on this one today. Does the NBA's relationship with China concern you? 24% say yes, 76% say no.
All right. By the way, NBC 10 has an update on the story of the letter writer.
Oh, yeah.
Penn State player. They have identified the man. His name is Dave Peterson, but he lives in Johnstown, PA. He's a 1966 graduate of Penn State. So he's an old school dude. He lives in Johnstown. And he was interviewed by the Johnstown Tribune Democrat, the newspaper. He has a degree in speech pathology. He told the paper he didn't know his letter had caused a backlash, both online and among administrators at Penn State, which condemned the letter on Monday night. He said his intent was not to be racist or demeaning to the player, Sutherland, but, quote, I would just like to see the coaches get the guys cleaned up and not looking like Florida State and Miami guys. My man doesn't know how to quit.
So he didn't realize that how hard that of a double down that is? Like, he didn't realize that that's a triple down.
66. What's that make him?
71.
And that just speaks to how disconnected he
Johnstown
is.
Johnstown is, they actually have double digit percentage African American population. So I'm curious to know, like State College is like 3% black.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in Johnstown. I think Johnstown is like 15% black.
Okay.
And 80% white. So it's not like he hasn't seen someone that had braids, right?
Right. So, but he would be the type where if he saw me 3 years ago, I would be good. And now I wouldn't be because of the hair and stuff. He's probably one of these guys that has the good ones and bad ones. He's one of the bad ones. And he'll say that. I'm serious. I've heard that. Yeah, I've had people tell me I'm one of the good ones.
I know.
Because, look who you work with. You work with Nat. You work with Mike. You're one of the good ones. And they think it's a compliment to me.
Yeah.
That's what he would, that was probably what he'd say. He would say, I'm not racist. I like tons of these guys. It's just these other ones I don't like. That's what he would say.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just thought I would add. Let's go Rodriguez in Middletown. What's up, Rodriguez?
Mike, mi amigo Mike,
¿qué pasó?
You know, Mike, all this racist thing could be over in 1 minute if we all come to a Latin community. We have everything.
Listen, man, I have volunteered my being to find a Latino star player. I've informed the Phillies, they should know by now, that I would give up this job and live in Latino communities to find the next Ronald Acuna.
We got everybody in all colors, Mike.
There you go.
And Mike, I have two concerns, and that has to do with the Eagles, and it has to do with the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, my thing with the Eagles is, these two games coming up, you know, I like Carson because I really like what he did in that game.
That's not true!
No, I like what he did. He proved something to me in Green Bay.
Yeah, I don't know. See, you got a brand, Rodriguez, and not being a Carson fan.
But Mike, he doesn't have a good history with Kirk Cousins, and he doesn't have a good history with Prescott. Now, I do have concern on that, Mike, simply because, you know, we didn't break even with the Cowboys last year. We lost those two games, and for some reason, Kirk Cousins, he doesn't have any luck with Kirk Cousins. Now, those are concerns that I have. But, Mike, if Wentz pull a win against the Vikings this week, and then against the Cowboys the following week, Mike, I'm on board. I'm on the wagon.
You're on the Carson wagon?
And I believe in it. And I believe in it. But he has to beat this team, which he struggled with.
But for now, no te gusta Carson.
But, well, he has something to prove to me.
Okay.
No, he did. No, he did something. That's 2 weeks ago.
All right. Okay. So he's under the Rodriguez test.
He will. He needs to win these two games. He needs to win these two games for me, Mike.
Okay.
He needs to do this. And, Mike, the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know, Mike, a lot of people are saying how far we're supposed to go this season. Now, Mike, we have forgotten. We got rid of J.J. Redick. We don't have a Jimmy Butler. Now, Mike, I'm not being critical about what we have now. We have a lot of young guys, unproven. But, Mike, I have a concern being that we don't have Redick and Jimmy, who were big weapons in those playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike, my concern is, how am I going to expect them to go to the finals without these two guys? I mean,
well, they're a better overall team. Oh, you think? They're a better overall defensive team. They're a better team from 1 to 12. They're deep.
We don't know that yet, Mike.
Well, sure you can. You can look at them on paper and see they're deeper at positions.
It's a lot of things on paper that don't play out.
I don't know, Rodriguez. I'm pretty comfortable with their makeup right now. Actually, Jimmy Butler, I like them. But what they did in place of Jimmy Butler and J.J. Redick, I think, make them a better defensive team. And so their overall roster is better. Did you see my man J.J. get okey-doked last night?
Yeah, he did. Y'all saw it. Right through the legs.
He threw it right through his legs for a layup.
In the open court. Yeah,
in the open court.
And that's the one thing. He's going to be a good veteran for them, and he'll probably shoot the ball.
Uh-huh.
But you got to figure, he's getting up in age. He's going to be 35. Imagine the defense he's going to play in the Western Conference at this point. We saw it, and they had Embiid and guys that could cover Ben Simmons. They don't have a lot of veteran pedigree guys on defense to cover up and hide him. They're going to be horrendous on defense. But that'll be, Zion couldn't cover you, and neither could Redick. Yet they're going to make the playoffs and all that
Redick
stuff.
Redick in transition, flat-footed, and Trae Young put it through his legs.
Right through his legs.
And then traveled 40 feet for an unmolested layup with J.J. just standing there.
Man, look at that.
Pants down. But J.J. was really good congratulating Zion. You see that?
Yeah. Oh, good dog. Yeah, and all that stuff. Yeah. The Duke connection. Apparently, those guys, that Duke connection.
Bro hugged him after that hellacious dunk that he had last night.
He's going to have a lot of those. You know, it's funny. The only guy with less than a 6'8" wingspan in their top of their rotation is Burke, assuming Burke has that backup job, which it appears he'll have. Yeah. Everybody else has a 6'8" or longer wingspan. They're going to be hellacious on defense.
They're not going to be good.
Talking about the Sixers, hellacious on defense.
New Orleans.
No, he's saying, you know how good they're going to be on defense when you just throw size at every single spot? It's going to be hard to get a shot off against them.
Yep. John in Washington Township. John, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, Mike, how's it going, man?
What's up, John? How you doing, buddy?
I really appreciate you having me on your show, man. I
I just wanted to give a shout out to my hometown friends. They hyped me up to get on here, so I just wanted to touch a few things about the Sixers.
No one cares.
All right, go ahead.
Damn. Well, anyway, man, I'm going to start out with Ben Simmons, man. He's the key to our whole team, and that's just what I stand for. And the first thing about tonight in this preseason game that's going to probably be a complete, like, abomination with a blowout. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons has to put up 10 jump shots tonight. And I think
come on, man. You're not going to put up damn jump shots. You know that. That's silly.
He has to. I feel like this man has to build his confidence a little bit. And he just should. All these videos on Twitter I'm seeing of him looking like you said, Ray Allen or like Larry Bird. I think this man just has to come out and just shoot and just do his thing and build his confidence up for this jump shot.
Yeah, he's not going to shoot 10 tonight.
You don't think so? That's, you're taking the over.
Listen, bro, seriously, John, he hasn't taken a jump shot yet. You're going to want him to take 10 tonight? Like, well, where's that come from? You know that's not going to happen.
My bold prediction for tonight is this man get that we win the jump ball and he opens with a.
I'll take under two. How's that?
Under two jump shots.
Yes. All right. We'll see who gets closer. You go under 10, I'll go under 2. For a sandwich.
All right. I'll take that. All right. And another thing, man, I just had a question for you.
Yes.
All right. So who would win in a 1-on-1? The rules are half court, game to 21, make it, take it, and win by 2. Who are you taking? A 56-year-old Michael Jordan or a Furkan Korkmaz?
Korkmaz. I'd take Cork over a 56-year-old Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan right now.
No, man, he can't run. He wouldn't be able to make moves on Corky.
You know what he would do?
Corky would draw him out, too, with that the threat of the 3-ball.
I bet you 1-on-1, Corky will cook people. Not the game, yeah, but 1-on-1, he'd probably cook people.
Yeah, he's a practice player.
Yeah, practice, he's struggling.
It's like a 5 p.m. batting practice hitter.
There it is.
All right, 610-632-0975. And a reminder that today's show has been taken over by Mrs. T's Pierogies. That's right, the official, unofficial pierogi of National Pierogi Day is Mrs. T's.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Back after this. All right, it's 4:48. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. So, Philadelphia Film Festival is coming our way, right?
Yeah, it's really good, and they always get the top movies.
I just got my ticket for The Irishman.
There's a lot of buzz.
But there's another film that's being shown, and my voice is tracked throughout it.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's a documentary called Maybe Next Year. That's being shown at the Philadelphia Film Festival. And it's kind of like an in-depth look at the fans in the 2017 season.
That sounds really cool. So wait, did you like voice it?
Yes. Yeah, the director's a guy named Kyle Thrash.
So okay.
He got together with me months ago.
Oh, fun. That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Whatever happened to that music video you were in?
What music video?
Remember when you were sitting at the bar? Were you in
some
music?
Oh, yeah, Matt Cappy, my buddy Matt Cappy.
Yeah.
It's coming out soon, the video.
Okay, good.
Yes. In fact, I'm glad you mentioned him because he's going to be Johnny Brenda soon.
Oh, nice.
Next week, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll check him out.
Great. A very famous trumpet player.
Oh, nice. That's great.
Toured with Jill Scott for many years.
Oh, wow.
Michael Jackson. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, he's in heavy in demand. my man. All right, let's go, Tony in Bethlehem. Tony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tony.
Hi, guys, and Natalie, first-time caller, long-time listener, a little bit nervous.
Oh, don't worry about it, bro.
I want to make a point with Wentz. I don't know why it seems like they keep knocking him, but he's like, reminds me of an old quarterback, like the old-time quarterbacks, like a Gabriel, a Tibbiunitis, a Plunkett. He could stay in the pocket and take the hits, and a lot of hits that he's been taking. And he's got the mobility that these quarterbacks never had, and he has the accuracy. Now, lately, I don't know if you guys noticed, but it seems like since he's been back with the back issue, it seems like his throws are a little high. And I
yeah, he
know.
Hasn't been razor sharp. I would agree with you. That's an interesting comparison, that you see him as an old-school guy because he's stout in the pocket. That's exactly. The guys you have mentioned, yeah.
Yeah, and then another thing I had, I was wondering, why isn't Ward, like, in? I mean, you guys might have a better insight on that.
Why isn't who in?
Ward.
He's very... he's a very inexperienced player. I don't think they trust him.
With the speed, though, they need somebody, like you guys have been talking about, to go deep.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because you're right. He has that kind of breakaway long ball type of feel to him. But, the coaches really don't trust guys that are in and out of the practice squad. I mean, there's a reason why they're there. So I don't think that they would have the guts to just throw him in there and make him a long ball threat. But it's not a bad thought, actually, Tony.
How about the other thing I wanted to hit on was, like, you guys were talking about Mills, too, as when Mills comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Mills got beat almost every play.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't see an improvement when he comes back. And if we can't get that offense to score a lot of points, that's where the issues are going to be,
Yeah.
That's going to be the problem.
All right, well, listen, this is a big stretch. If they beat Minnesota and then they go to Dallas and lose, I wouldn't know what to think. But if they beat Minnesota and beat Dallas and then they lose to Buffalo, then you're talking about a team that can win the conference.
Gotcha.
All right, man. You got it. You're at 2-1. 2-1, they beat Minnesota, Dallas, lose to Buffalo because it's a third game dynamic.
Yeah, I would. That's what I think is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I also think he was being a bit exaggerating a bit with Mills. It was be every single play.
Yeah,
like he called out the fans, so there was now a bullseye on him.
Right.
So every time he got beat, we were yelling at him because he called us out. But he is an upgrade over what you currently have out there.
He is because he's steadier.
That's what I mean. You know what you get from him. He's exactly. In practicing, so he won't be coming like off the mm-hmm. street. He'll be in practice. He's already practicing. He comes off the pup and could play for Dallas. And if you're going to have a corner out there, you trust him more than Scandrick.
The whole thing about the Eagles is they have to avoid like losing six. Like if they get in a position where they can actually lose six, then we're done.
Right.
If they hang in there at five, they got a shot to get the seeding that's favorable to them in the playoffs.
You're absolutely right. And
they can't lose six games.
And it looks like the Bears aren't. The way Oakland beat the Bears, that game, which looked like, scary to some people, looks less scary because mm-hmm. they were not impressive at all, including that defense against a Raiders team that's not very good. And that quarterback stinks and the backup quarterback stinks. Bears might be one of those teams that fall out of the playoffs.
Yeah. All right. 610-622-0975. We're rolling into the 5 o'clock hour. One open line. You can get in right now. 5 o'clock hour. Of course, it's a privilege for you to be on the 5 o'clock hour. And you can do so many things at the 5 o'clock hour. You can make it great. You can make it a train wreck. It's up to you. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.